the 6th Company of the 10th Panzer Grenadier Regiment of the 9th Panzer Division, were only fighting a rearguard action to cover a withdrawal to Noville. Still, they fought tenaciously, skillfully, and without panic to keep the escape route open. But as Spears moved his men forward and threatened to cut the road behind the German position, 3 Tiger tanks lumbered off, all that was left of the Panzer Company. A platoon or so of infantry got out with them. Some 100 Germans, mostly wounded, surrendered. Easy Company had won the test of will. It had taken Foy. Lipton and Popeye Wynn looked at the place where the sniper had held them up, the one Powers shot at. They found the sniper with a bullet right in the middle of the forehead. "You know," Wynn commented, "it just doesn't pay to be shooting at Shifty when he's got a rifle." It was early afternoon. A movie camera team moved in to take film of the victory. Back on the ridge line at the edge of the woods, Winters noticed 2 photographers taking pictures of the stretcher bearers bringing in the wounded from 1st Platoon. When the detail reached about 25 yards from the woods, well out of danger, one photographer put down his camera and dashed out to grab hold of the soldier to help carry him. He grabbed him in such a way that he got as much blood on the sleeve and front of his nice, new, clean, heavily fleeced jacket as possible. Then this guy turned toward his buddy, who was still taking pictures, and put on a big act of being utterly exhausted as he struggled across those final few yards to the woods. At that point, he immediately dropped out. That evening, Colonel Sink called for a meeting at Regimental HQ for all the principal parties involved in the attack. Sink opened with a question for Winters. "What are you going to do about Company E?" "Relieve Lieutenant Dyke and put Lieutenant Spears in command," Winters replied. Sink agreed with the decision, and the meeting ended. Lieutenant Foley also agreed. He wrote, "We were glad to see Dyke leave, not only because he failed the 1st Platoon, but even back in the woods when the 2nd Platoon was hit with those tree bursts, it was evident that Foxhole Norman wasn't meant to be our CO. It quickly became clear that Spears was. Indeed, he had already demonstrated that in the rush on Foy. Chapter 13. Attack. Noville, January 14th through 17th, 1945. "When word came down for this attack, it pissed me off," Winters remembered. "I could not believe that after what we had gone through and done, after all the casualties we had suffered, they were putting us into an attack.